Now some news from the world of sports, and the adage is that to win the Stanley Cup, you have to be lucky as well as good. And in a 5-3 Game 1 victory last night, the Pittsburgh Penguins appeared to be more the former than the latter. The Penguins put just 12 shots on goal all night against 26 by the Nashville Predators. A lot of teams get 12 in just one period. The Predators scored first in the game, but the goal was taken away on a video review, which showed that maybe by a hair's breadth, the skate of Philip Forsberg was in the air and not on the ice on the safe side of the blue line before he collected the puck and sent a pass to P.K. Subban, who wristed it past Matt Murray for what would have been a 1-0 Nashville lead in the days before video replay review, and they were not that long ago. The Penguins then benefited from some questionable officiating when two penalties were called simultaneously on two different Nashville players. One, a legitimate interference in front of the net. The other, what looked like a common shove to a Pittsburgh player who flopped to the ice in a performance that would have required a number of retakes if it were being filmed for an action Hollywood movie. In any event, though, Pittsburgh had a 5-on-3 power play, and they cashed in with Evgeny Malkin scoring the first goal for Pittsburgh. The Pens went up 2-0, and then just before the end of the period, they were up 3-0 when the puck was redirected off the stick of goalie Pekka Rinne into his own defenseman's knee and back into the goal. Lucky indeed. But Pittsburgh seemed not to appreciate all that good fortune. They went a full 37 minutes without putting a single shot on net, and the Predators came back to tie the game on goals by Ryan Ellis, Colton Sissons, and Frederic Gaudreau. The way the game was going, it looked like Nashville would steal one on Pittsburgh home ice. But again, you have to be good as well as lucky, and rookie Jake Guentzel is definitely good. He scored the game winner with just over 3 minutes left in regulation. The Penguins added an empty netter to seal the 5-3 win. If the Penguins, though, keep playing the way they did last night, their luck could well run out. I am still sticking by my call of Predators in six. To Major League Baseball, and the long-awaited season debut of Red Sox pitcher David Price was a bit like a Clint Eastwood movie. There was the good. Price lasted 5 innings and gave up just 2 hits. The bad, he walked 2 and hit 2 batters. And the ugly, one of the 2 hits he gave up was a 3-run home run to Melky Cabrera in an ultimate 5-4 loss to the Chicago White Sox. The best news is that Price didn't report any of the elbow soreness that kept him out the first 2 months of the season, but the Red Sox may have traded one injury concern for another. When second baseman Dustin Pedroia had to leave the game after landing awkwardly on his wrist when he tumbled over first baseman Jose Abreu trying to beat out a hit. Pedroia was sent back to Boston for tests, never a good sign, and the Red Sox can ill afford to lose Pedroia for any great length of time. The Sox battled back from a 3-1 deficit. They went ahead 4-3 before Matt Barnes gave up an RBI double to Kevin Smith in the 7th that tied the game, and the White Sox went ahead for good when Smith scored from 2nd when a relay throw that would have nailed him at the plate skittered away from catcher Christian Vasquez. The Red Sox will try to even the series tonight with former Pale Hose ace Chris Sale on the mound facing his old team for the first time since he was traded to Boston. The White Sox, though, have a very good lefty of their own going against Sale tonight in Jose Quintana. The Red Sox did get some help from the Baltimore Orioles, who snapped a 7-game losing skid by cooling off the lava-hot New York Yankees 3-2 at Camden Yards. Dylan Bundy pitched a dandy for Baltimore, giving up just 2 runs over 7 innings. Jonathan Scope had a big 2-run double off Jordan Montgomery to put the Birds up 3-1. Aaron Judge got the Yankees closer with his league-leading 17th home run of the year, but the O's hung on for the win, keeping Boston 3 games behind New York for the division lead, while the Orioles, even with that 7-game losing streak, are just 3.5 back. Robert Gesselman gave up just 3 hits over 7 innings and helped his own cause by driving in the eventual game-winning run with a sac fly as the New York Mets beat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-2. Rene Rivera and Michael Conforto each had an RBI double during a 3-run 5th for the Mets. The Toronto Blue Jays have been eager to get their all-star shortstop Troy Tulowitzki back in the lineup. It is easy to see why. Tulo hit a grand slam as part of a massive Blue Jays hit parade in the team's 17-2 laugher over the Cincinnati Reds last night. And if you like fisticuffs with your baseball, check out the melee that occurred yesterday when Bryce Harper of the Washington Nationals got drilled in the leg by San Francisco Giants reliever Hunter Strickland. Harper charged the mound, threw down his helmet, then started throwing punches at Strickland, who responded in kind before both benches spilled out onto the field and chaos ensued. There is history here, and while Harper looked like a hothead in refusing to turn the other cheek, Strickland is the guy who needs to take a page out of the Disney movie Frozen and just let it go. 3 years ago in the playoffs, Harper hit 2 loud home runs off Strickland, and this was some not-too-well-disguised payback for Harper just doing what he's paid rather handsomely to do. best you can say for Strickland is that at least he did not throw at Harper's head.